Vladdy's coming up. Vladdy, now he wasn't drafted because it was an international signing, but he's here. He's ready to rock. And he will be making his debut down at the Rogers Center tomorrow night. And I think it's the most anticipated debut in Toronto sports history, quite frankly. Not just Blue Jay history, Toronto sports history. Here's the executive editor at Baseball America, J.J. Cooper. How you doing, J.J.?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. We're excited for Vladdy tomorrow night. Does this feel like a graduation for you as a guy who's tracking prospects when they finally get to the majors? I mean, how do you react to the news?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been waiting for this day, you know, crazy enough since he was 15. You know, he was the top international prospect in that class. He was not just because, you know, of his name, but also because of the bat. And this has been a long day coming, even though he's only, you know, he's still very, very young. But at the same time, I've been waiting for this day since about middle of last year.
So for perspective, how would Vladdy rank for you in terms of prospects this century, the past 20 years? Where does he rank?
He's it's funny. I would say he's very high. At the same time, like, and again, he's more famous. His name, you know, he's the son of a Hall of Famer. Ronald Acuna came up for the Braves at this time last year, and last year we had Ronald Acuna as the number one prospect ahead of Guerrero. You know, he plays, can play center field, minor league player of the year, like Guerrero's done, roughly the same age. So he's up there. At the same time, the thing that does stand out with Guerrero, there are questions about his defense. There's questions about how long he'll stay at third base. He is one of the best pure hitters that anyone has seen at the ages he's done it in this century, or really in the past. Baseball America's been around 37 years in that entire time. I mean, I don't go back to the founding of Baseball America, but he ranks among the best hitting prospects that really any of us have ever seen. And at this point, I mean, you don't want to put too much on a guy, but if he's not contending for batting titles, posting on-base percentages above 400 while hitting for power, it'll be a disappointment, which is a pretty lofty expectation to put on a guy.
Considering the injury, and now he's coming up a little bit later than maybe he would have if he wasn't injured, not by much, only a week or two, how would you handicap the chances of him winning the Rookie of the Year?
I still think he's got a pretty good chance. You know, if you look at last year, Ronald Acuna came up a year ago today, and Ronald Acuna won National League Rookie of the Year in a great battle with Juan Soto. So I don't look at it and say that anyone in the American League, you know, those extra 3 weeks is going to be enough to run away with it. So I still think right now, if you said today, I think he's the favorite to be your American League Rookie of the Year. The one guy who you say could maybe have put up something to kind of run away with it would have been Eloy Jimenez with the White Sox, but Jimenez hasn't been off to a great start. But, you know, similar, very talented hitter, you know, as well. But, again, no one in April is going to take the Rookie of the Year award and run away with it. So I do think Guerrero is still the favorite to be the American League Rookie of the Year.
How do you think big league pitchers are going to approach this guy? I'm sure everybody knows about him. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. Nobody wants to be the guy that just gets destroyed by this guy at the plate. He is a rookie. How do you think the approach is going to be?
I think that everyone knows him enough to know they're not just going to sit there and try to blow him away with fastballs, because that's not going to work. I think that you will see some nibbling. And the thing about Guerrero, unlike his father, you know, if you tried to nibble with Vlad Guerrero Sr., what he was going to do was, it didn't matter if you bounced the ball, he was going to figure out a way to hit it and hit it hard.
I've actually seen him do that.
Exactly. But, you know, with Vlad Guerrero Jr., what he's going to do is he's going to take that walk, he's going to trot to first base, and then, you know, he's going to say, okay, next time up, let's do it again. And that's part of what makes him so good, is he is going to make you come into the strike zone to attack him. And when you do, he has the power, but he also has the bat-to-ball skills to really do something with it. It's, I mean, pretty amazing. Again, when you remember, he's basically been the youngest player in pretty much every level he's ever played. And since the start of the 2018 season, he's been a .375 hitter in the minors. That's double A, triple A. That's not beating up on, you know, younger pitchers or anything like that. Pretty much every pitcher he's faced has been older than him, and he's hitting 375 over the past year and change.
With J.J. Cooper from Baseball America, we'll get you out of here on another Jays prospect that now that Vladdy's up, people will be like, all right, you're a major leaguer. Let's see what else is down there. And it's obviously Bo Bichette, who's not playing. He won't be playing for another month to 6 weeks. But he was red hot to start the year. His numbers are off the charts. He's a young player, highly scouted player, highly touted player, I believe. You know, he's in most people's top 10 lists for prospects. But where do you project Bo Bichette to be on your list mid-season or even by the end of the season? Could he creep into the top five in terms of baseball prospects?
Absolutely. We're actually doing another update. We'll be meeting on Monday to talk over our top 100 update for May. And, I mean, if you just look at it, the best prospects in baseball that we had coming into the season, the top three are all in the big leagues now. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Fernando Tatis, and Eloy Jimenez. Well, Bo Bichette, just by graduation, is going to be a top five prospect real soon. And, you know, again, the hand injury is disappointing. It doesn't do anything to affect his prospect status. Really good start. I think, you know, and I expect that we're going to see him at some point this year in Toronto. And when you talk about the great, you know, rookie classes a team could have, having Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette come up at the same year, and, hey, let's throw on top of that. I know Danny Jansen's off to a slow start, but Danny Jansen is up now. And let's throw on top of that, I think at some point this year we'll see Patrick Murphy, who's a rising, interesting pitching prospect. Very end of the year, maybe we could even see Nate Pearson, who has as much pure arm strength as almost anyone not named Jordan Hicks or Aroldis Chapman. It's a very interesting group of young Blue Jays prospects that are coming up right now.
Well, Blue Jays fans are certainly going to want to hear that. I mean, this season, the big league club is what it is, but people are preparing for 2 or 3 years of pain and some losing, but hopefully you turn the corner at some point. And with those kind of prospects, I think there's certainly optimism. Really appreciate the insight. Thank you for doing this, JJ. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Here's JJ Cooper from Baseball America.